everything's running smoothly.
I mean, it only took us, what, three takes on that?
A couple false starts.
That's okay. It's a Monday. Your Monday on the Kansas City
Morning Show.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas City.
Good morning, Peter.
Your Kansas City Chiefs are one of four teams left in the dance.
Peter, Ace Swing, the A stands for AFC Championship, baby!
A-plus guy.
Oh, really? Is that what it stands
yeah.
for?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, no, I did not. Sorry, Pete, back to you.
We'll get into it.
I'm excited.
During sports, but just an incredible Sunday. Even if you're just a casual fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, they go down 24 points. Rally back to go to their second straight AFC title. And it's at home because of what happened over the weekend. So we're getting ready for another AFC title game in Kansas City.
Back to back.
Quick facts for you, Hartzell. Never in franchise history have the Chiefs won a playoff game in back-to-back seasons. That's the type of playoff history this franchise has.
I did not know that.
Huge Monday in Kansas City. A victory Monday. A red Monday.
That's almost an unbelievable stat, to be honest with you.
I know what you want.
What you want? What do I want? What do I need?
You want your real feel, and it's around.
Thank God.
The
I can't think
low
of anything
40s
that I needed right now. In fact,
cloudy today in Kansas City.
You better do it because I was ready.
It is cloudy.
I was ready to call you out. Today.
I don't think you don't need sunscreen in the clouds either. I mean, that thing reflects off the snow that's been sitting on the ground, the sun I'm talking about.
I've been told it's more dangerous
on
an overcast, snowy day.
Don't mess with the rays. So today's cloudy, high of 44, low of 32. 10% chance
rays
of precipitation. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high of 45, low of 38. And then we're back with you on Wednesday. So there's your...
Is that my real feel? Is that my real feel?
There's your flash forecast.
Ooh.
Courtesy of PDA Swain Swain.
Oh.
You like that?
Doubling down, literally. Okay.
Sure.
Interesting.
take it to the...
I'm so happy that you brought it back to weather because I was so ready today to put you on blast. Because, you know, we started the game not to ideal. Conditions were not ideal to kick off that Chiefs game. And so I'm thinking back Sunday. Was this our fault? What did we do?
Like, what do you mean?
Did we jinx the team on Friday?
Why would you think we would jinx them?
Well, we were down, 24-0. That's why. So I'm going back thinking, was this on us? Was this something? And it wasn't on me. I'm thinking, how did Pete screw this up?
Well,
what
here's
did
the
Pete
deal.
Do to cause this dilemma?
I don't believe in jinxes. I'll say jinx schminx quite a bit.
Jinx swinks.
Because there's a lot of fans that believe in jinxes.
Nothing there.
They got to wear the same jersey. You have a jersey on today.
I haven't shaved or showered or bathed since yesterday.
There's something interesting going on with your hair. I mean, do we want to have a conversation, just me and you, about your hair? I think maybe. Maybe
we
time.
We talked about this, man.
Maybe enough time has
passed. I told
passed
you that literally
you say,
everything else is up for grabs.
I don't think
but you can't touch the hair.
I don't think the fro.
Some things you
is
just
working.
Can't touch.
And I just wanted to have the conversation with me and you, like man to man. We don't have to involve anyone else. I just think maybe.
Who the hell do you think you are? I am the coolest guy in a jersey today. You know what, Pete? I don't know. You got the, just because you have that narc aesthetic. Some of
it's
us,
just you got a Mahomes jersey cool on. Guys. He's got a great haircut.
Can I pull off the Mahomes? People, I've been asked before because I've been compared to.
Here we go.
Mondesi.
Yes.
Mondesi from
You've
the Royals.
You've been compared to a professional athlete who plays baseball.
Yes, both looks and athletic ability.
Right.
Which I could not agree more.
Sure. Yeah. You could be the Freeze. You know that guy who runs and chases the other fan at the games.
No, I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
So there's this thing.
What is this?
I think it's in minor league baseball. It's called the Freeze. And this guy dresses in a full bluish bodysuit.
Okay.
And he must have been a college track athlete or something.
As which I was.
And what they do is they allow a random fan who's been drinking beers and eating hot dogs. Uh-huh. He goes, okay, we're going to give you a halfway around the outfield head start.
Oh.
And then the Freeze starts and he just always catches up and wins by the time they get to the other foul pole.
I have had experiences on a baseball field. Have you saw the video?
See, you
I
would
did,
be
yeah.
He's the Freeze. You would be the Sleaze.
I'm nervous going back on.
You'd have to wear assless chaps.
and
they would say, all right, we have our random contestant. Here's Billy, and he's facing the sleaze. And then you'd come out slapping those cheeks. And then eventually you'd win. I guess this would have to be an R-rated game. I couldn't bring the kids and see that butt. How was your weekend, man?
Things were great, man. I will say that this weekend was like a stoner's dream.
Mm.
Because you know you're going to have...
Still not legal in Missouri, but...
I'm talking about CBD, clearly, CBD. Yeah. When in doubt, hemp. The jig is up, cops. The jig is up. Because they look the same-ish. Kind of, sort of. and so... Yeah, this is just... It's
the same cops.
It's
like
so...
The cops are just listening. No. Don't listen in here. There's nothing weird going on here.
I'm saying, hypothetically, right. As an overarching idea, sure. It was a stoner's dream for mm-hmm. someone who would partake
of course,
in such extracurricular activities. But when you know you're going to have just a day to do nothing, mm. and then you're going to have snow on top of that, oh, man, it's just you get a chance to really... Well, I got a chance to catch up on Star Wars, which is awesome, because I had to get that plug in this episode. Also, because I was in that certain kind of way, man, I was watching Premier League soccer. I don't know if you know I'm a soccer guy. Not even just MLS. Apparently, I'm trying to branch out. I don't know what I was watching. Tottenham?
Premier.
Versus Liverpool?
It's the Premier League in England.
I'm a big Tottenham guy.
That's one of the number one leagues in the world. Good for you watching a little soccer. Well, so you watched Star Wars and soccer, and you just sat down?
And I bought a jersey. Forgot I did that.
The one you're wearing?
No, I bought a Tottenham jersey.
Are you suddenly a fan?
I guess so. I put them
on my
phone.
I'm a Liverpool guy.
I have
Liverpool.
They're crushing.
Yeah.
Big, like setting a record, I believe.
Big Liverpool guy.
Found all this out last night. Or I guess yesterday in the
Now you're a fan of a new league. Good for you.
I think I want to be a European soccer guy because I feel
the
like
truth is,
I need to be that
kind of
ass.
Any of those teams that you're watching in the Premier League would wipe the floor with Sporting.
Man, this is not how you get clients. This is not how you sell a show. Shut up! Shut up! God, you're making this hard for me. All right.
A random Twitter user over the weekend complimented my suit jacket on TV, which I thought was
which
good.
Which one was it? Because I will say one of them was tough. I'm not going to lie. One of them was pretty... Like, that was solid. Which one was it?
The blue one.
The blue one with the checkered? Oh.
Come on. Right?
That's not a... Where'd you get that from?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
You gotta go out and get it.
Well,
listen to the last show. I wouldn't mind another click.
Not interested. Hey, thank you so much. Kansas City, you've been awesome to us. You've been so nice to us. We're checking... I was checking the analytics this weekend.
We had 1 million listeners the last show.
1,000,001. You forgot that one. I did an extra stream for
Muriel.
You.
Muriel's always the number one.
Oh, yeah. Mom is always good for at least 5 streams right there. Dad tries to pop in 10 of his own, so that's 15. We were like top 50 on the daily news charts. I don't quite understand how. Still pretty awesome. Also hilarious.
It's because we have stamina. We have stamina.
So much stamina. That's the one thing they call us now.
Stamaniacs.
Man, dun, 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 dun. Put us over. Say some stuff about it. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, what you gonna do, dun, brother? Dun, 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 dun. When the KC Morning Show and all these KC Morning Show hoes run wild on you. Yeah, so thank you for asking about my weekend. I checked out some restaurant week, and I went to 801 Chop House on Friday, which
was
so good. Restaurant week is
a
cheat code.
You lied to me.
What do you mean?
You clearly, because you talked to the Restaurant Week people on Friday, you clearly got some coupons, didn't you?
No.
You got a couple discounts.
You know, the beautiful thing about Restaurant Week, which we're in,
hey,
if you haven't listened to the last show, please do.
Look at me
$35 or $15, it's the deal already. You don't need a coupon.
Look at me in the eyes right now.
What?
You got a coupon, didn't you?
No.
Why are your eyes going that way? Why are you looking at Bo right now? Jackson's always going to be there. You can look at him later.
I don't like
look
such intense looks.
Look at me. How much they give you?
Nothing. Uh-huh. Shout out to my guy, Derek. Though.
I hate you. No shout out. I'm taking that shout out back, Derek. My DMs are open. Anyway, other than that, Pete.
Also, my other friend, whoever, the other person I talked to, Zina, Mrs.
You
Zina.
Went to two locations?
No, just the 801. Saturday, watched the Titans-Ravens game. Titans are pretty good. Don't sleep on Tennessee, I mean.
Hey, you know what? How dare I step on sports again? I'm not doing that. I'm going to wait till you get to your sports.
Right.
That being said.
I have nothing to say about the Middle East, so you don't have to worry about anything. I have absolutely nothing to
say. I don't
say
know, man. You came in trying to step on my news on Friday. We have to listen. We have to stop. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We need to combine forces. Wonder Twins unite. I don't know
I'll
why.
I'll build an entire show. You build an entire show, and then we'll both try to do it.
No, that still
That's what we do every day.
No, that still seems confrontational. And I don't think we don't need that kind of conflict.
We are almost approaching your record for being on a morning show. So we're hoping to get past that.
Wow. Wow.
I'd like to pass it, too. That's all I'm saying. And I think we're close. I think we're going to get there.
Once we get to 32, I'll tell you. Once we get to 32, it's a new record. All right. All right. I am going to step on a little bit of sports because I feel like I can now. This has been ethered by Pete on a Monday morning. Inside jokes make friends. That's okay.
Some people get it.
If you get it, you get it. That one's for the real ones. Hartzell After Dark. 6 to 10, 96.5 The Bus.
This is Hartzell before dark.
This is Hartzell in the daytime. Oh, Lord.
It gets dark when we get here, and it's like.
All right. What I was saying before, you wanted to ask me to ask you about your weekend.
Thank you, man.
Make
I appreciate
sure,
you asking me about that.
Subscribe on the iTunes.
That's right.
Ratings are the best. Honestly, I think that's what it is. We got like 5 stars, which that's super cool. And I think that's what jumped us up.
You don't have to give 5 stars, but you should give 5 stars.
Why else would you give anything else?
And if you want to leave a comment, tell us what you like about the show, what you don't like.
No, you don't. No. Don't. If you love it, write it down. You don't like it, don't say anything. Yeah. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I know what
I can't take that kind of rejection.
More Pete. We get it. But you got to understand, I need a partner here. Hartzell needs his time, too. And so let's just get that out of the way.
We have someone who left a comment from Great Britain, our favorite listener across the pond.
Yes.
So that was that's
Peaky Blinders. Cool. They like that impression.
So you've kicked out Sporting today. You clearly you've made them not want to spend money. You've now shamed our UK listener.
What?
With that god awful accent.
Give me a little tea and let me watch a little Peaky Blinders. I know what I and Susie.
Oh, there goes Grandma. We have lost a household of the KC Morning Show. That's okay. Let's talk about an anniversary we missed.
Super Bowl IV was a memorable sight. Quarterback Len Dawson led the Chiefs to the championship they were denied in the first Super Bowl.
He can't cover that thing, Lenny. Throw it anytime.
Earning MVP honors in the process. But the game is forever etched in football history thanks to its sound.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
Hank Stram became the first coach to wear a microphone during the big game.
What's your quarterback you've been on the field?
No. What?
65 toss power trap. That might pop wide open, Rats.
There you go. When in doubt, 65 toss power trap, baby. Your underdog Kansas City Chiefs take on and defeat the Minnesota Vikings 23-7. A good old fashioned AFL ass kick.
That's the last time the Chiefs were at a Super Bowl. No one thought it would take
years.
No one thought it would take that long, but it has.
What was it for the Royals? I mean, it was, what, 30 on the dot for us? 30.
Yeah, they hadn't made the playoffs, yeah, in about 30 years, and then they made it back-to-back years and won the World Series.
The final AFL-NFL World Championship game before the two leagues merged. That was Super Bowl IV. It's 1962, so leading up to that championship run. Chiefs signed a young Len Dawson, free agent, who has spent 5 seasons in the NFL at the time, had been released by... Don't look at the show sheet. Lenny Dawson played for what team before coming to Kansas
Steelers?
City? No. One more time. Although, same division? Yes, same division.
I don't remember.
Cleveland Browns.
The Browns.
That's the same division, right? It's the same division? I think so. Is that AFC North?
Why did I think it was the Steelers? It is the same division.
Mm-hmm. I know. Sports. Sports is easy.
Very nice.
50th anniversary of Super Bowl IV.
I just looked him up. He started with the Steelers, went to the Browns, and then went to the Chiefs.
Are you sure you're making that up? Is that Wikipedia? Did you just edit that yourself?
No.
Okay.
That's why I was confused.
Okay. Do you have anything before we get this show on the road?
We got a short show here.
Let's go ahead and give you a plug. Where are you going to be at? Where can they see you?
Well, by the time
face this, for the radio.
By the time this comes out, I mean, I'm going to 41, but we do live on Mondays.
People got a DVR?
6:15. On Mondays.
Mama Muriel, she DVRs you on TV. Mm. She always does. She's a big fan. Don't know why. Inexplicably a big fan. And
still waiting for that.
Uh-oh.
cereal with Muriel and corn pops.
I'll show you a corn pop.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team! Assemble!
Here we go. Put that cat away.
Wait, what do you mean?
Put that damn cat away.
What are you talking about?
I am so sick of that cat. How does that cat keep making cameos on this show? It's like we got a stray rocking around.
You mean
the
a cat meow?
Oh, no. Give it to him. Go ahead and give it to him.
New.
Yep. No, okay. I gave you time for the cat, but no, you went straight back to the sexy swing. All right. Just get your characters down, man. You're like Mick Foley, the three faces of Foley. Let's do the news. Let's do the news.
So much news. Who has the news? We have the news. There is the news. There goes the news. Put it on the news.
That one went a minute 27. Keep finding ways to extend that intro, don't we?
Oh, goodness.
I just figured if we keep the intro going, it's less news to worry about.
There'll be a time when we get to the end of that wild jam. Don't even tell me how long it is.
Oh, no. We're halfway there. 350, man. We're halfway there.
Just go ahead and do what I just told you not to do, but that's fine.
Oh, man. Let's do the news, Pete. Let's do the news. So, do we have a name yet for this Iran deal? The Iranian
disaster
incident? No, come on, come on, come on. You gotta be, it's got to be an alliteration. You went to college. The Iranian incursion? The Iranian incident? I think I said incident already. We'll figure out some
interference names. In my normal life.
So, with a dash, using hyphens, that's a long title for a history book.
It is just annoying. I wish that this kind of thing hadn't happened.
That's with an A.
I hope.
I had to think about that.
I'm hoping everyone is just gets. It just doesn't feel safe right now, which I hate.
You're gonna feel totally fine, safe, and secure because I'm about to give you the news.
Okay, give
I'm
it
about
to me.
Tell you that things are fine.
Okay.
Just put your blinders on.
Yep.
Go clock into work, blue collar. Take your pail to work. You're fine. You don't have time.
Ditch
for these
the
big issues.
I'm an entertainer.
You have a blog post to make.
I'm an entertainer.
You have to edit a podcast.
That's right.
You have. What else do you do? What else do you do?
Nothing. Sometimes when it snows, I'd like to make a snow angel. Maybe have a snowball fight with friends. Get a hot cocoa.
Get a little hot. Get a little nice and sweensy. It's cozy.
Oh, that was poor.
Now to the impeachment showdown and a pivotal week ahead. Speaker Pelosi is promising to send articles of impeachment to the Senate, setting the stage for a historic trial.
House Democrats are expected to discuss impeachment at their caucus on Tuesday, and after that, the full House will vote to appoint managers for the case, and they will then vote to transmit the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. That means that the soonest an impeachment trial could begin in the Senate would be Wednesday.
As in day after next. So we're back in impeachment talk because, you know, we got to finish that process. It's been a while. It's been like, what, a month or so now? Month and a half since we impeached that man?
Little holiday break.
Little holiday hiatus, if you will. See? Alliterations are
easy.
I'll
show you a caucus.
Senators are gearing up for the trial. Democrats hoping that they can subpoena key witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Some emails came out unredacted. Didn't look so great for the president. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she did not rule out the possibility of sending that subpoena. They've still got to get all this worked out. But Wednesday, we are on the path to getting this thing done. We are now on the back end of this thing. Knock on wood. Don't knock on a microphone.
I'm knocking on a little wood right now.
It is Monday morning. what is wrong
Wait,
with
what's
you?
Wrong with that?
We are at least PG until 6 o'clock.
Okay, sorry. Redacted.
The managers are the ones who present the case in the Senate.
Why don't
so
you apply for
trial.
This job? Can you apply for that? You'd love that.
I would love to. I don't know if the rule, I can't remember if you have to be a member of the House to be a manager or
See,
not.
Why don't you try to send an application in?
I can go up there and speculate blindly like everybody else does.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't be any worse than any other politician.
No.
I got the Obama.
That's right.
So I can walk in there. People turn heads. I'll say, oh my God. Oh my God.
Walk the walk, talk the talk.
You know, I didn't know I was going to vote, but I see the president's here, Barack Obama. And he says, cast that vote. Yes, you can.
Love it.
Hey, shout out to MoDOT. KDOT. How did you travel this weekend? Honestly, I didn't do too bad. I thought they did an excellent job.
Well, you just talked about how Saturday you did nothing, so that helps.
That did make it a lot easier. You're right.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol that serves Kansas City's metro area tweeting out their stats for Saturday. Between noon and 8 p.m., they had 248 calls for service, 135 stranded drivers, 54 non-injury crashes, and 9 crashes with injury.
Why are you laughing?
I think I did like 170 steps on Saturday.
Incredible that you found someone to date you. That's the incredible part.
You break them down to build them back up.
That's right.
What's it called? What's Stockholm Syndrome?
To my understanding, your weekend consisted of sitting and then going to the Hy-Vee Bar and Grill by yourself to watch the game.
I was trying to leave that part out. You had to bring that in, didn't you? Okay. Cool, Pete. Maybe I like to have my own. You know what? No. Leave me alone. Pete, how much are ticket prices going for this game is it Saturday? What day is it? Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Next Sunday.
What are prices going? Do you have any idea?
I don't have the numbers yet. I'll get the email during the middle of the week.
Look it up real quick.
I don't have it. They're not out yet.
Look up on
CBS. They go on sale today.
Well, they might have a perspective. It's like,
Chiefs tickets, by the way, go on sale for season ticket holders at 9 this morning. There'll be a select amount that go on sale for noon today. This is going to be a hot ticket. This is going to be a tough game to get into because this is the one where the Chiefs are probably going to go.
All that being said, watch out for scammers.
Those online ads can be pretty tempting. Many of them, according to police, are also fakes at unheard-of cheap prices. Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace are filled with those ads. The Prairie Village Police Department is warning that two people have fallen for a scam, one of whom sent an online seller $500 for the 5 tickets he promised. Police say those tickets didn't come, and there's no way to get the money back.
See, this happened to me back in March. Went to WrestleMania in New York. I said New Jersey.
You got bamboozled?
I got bamboozled. We had talked about this.
Surprised.
We had talked about this for like 2 weeks. We had this. I mean, we're talking lower bowl. I think I was supposed to drop $250, which is unheard of. That's super cheap.
Lower bowl for $250.
Yeah, at WrestleMania, so we're talking 75,000 people.
Sure.
We thought we found a steal.
Right.
A diamond in the rough, if you will.
A diamond in the rough.
Well, yeah. We were like the first guy that got sent in there when the cave collapsed. That was us. Don't trust screenshots like I did or printed tickets either. Printed tickets no longer valid via the National Football League. So it's all mobile. So that should be a sign right there. Don't fall for the okie doke because you don't get that money back. And no one cares. We went to the cops trying to do the sob story. They didn't care. But we did find... We found a way inside, but don't be that guy or gal who dishes out. In fact, I messed up my birthday. I bought a scooter. That wasn't a scooter.
What was it?
Well, it was nothing. I was trying to get one of those bird scooters.
Yes.
And I went to the manufacturer.
Right.
Thought I had a great deal again. $125 for a
boom.
It's not like the actual price that I looked up online said $800. I thought I found a steal. You've seen those commercials where you can get a laptop for $25. You've seen those commercials on CNN?
Love those commercials.
Totally valid. Mm. The website, and then again, in hindsight, and also what Commerce Bank told me is that I should, do better. The website I bought it from was called Thoplift, as in like T-H-O, yeah, Thoplift. Was pointed out to me at Commerce, sounds awfully similar to Shoplift.
Right.
I didn't see that coming, so... Dropped $175.
Yeah, when you want something, you should definitely go into the dark web and get it.
What show number is this, Pete?
90.
No. Think about it. I think this is like our...
25-ish.
Something around there, 24, 25. Honestly, I'm really impressed with us. It took us this long to get to the radio conspiracy angle trope, which is like the go-to. There's like two go-tos when it comes to radio podcasting. Well, radio for sure. We're new to this podcasting thing. Jokes.
Yep.
And conspiracy theories.
Oh my god. Space aliens. Don't eat me. I have a wife and kids. Eat them.
Silence. We are travelers from a certain nearby ringed planet whose name we'd prefer not to mention.
This is a mission of conquest. Take us to your leader.
So, the National UFO Reporting Center, because that's a thing, saw a jump of nearly 3,500 UFO sightings in the last year.
What?
So we received 6,000 sightings in 2019. California led the country last year, the most number of UFO observations, 485. Would you like to know, Pete, where Missouri ranks?
Where does it rank?
I could have put a list together, but you know, I didn't do it.
Thank goodness.
Didn't do it. I kept it short and sweet. Missouri ranks 15th in the nation as of 2018. That's the most recent available data, showing that Missouri, we see 47.6 incidents per 100,000 folks. Does that make any sense at all? Because I had to copy and paste them a few different times.
That's a lot.
Right? That's not insignificant.
What are the aliens doing in Missouri?
Well, you know, misery loves company, so.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that. And let's go ahead, because you got to get out of here, don't you? I was going to do a, they know we got time. Because I want to play this for you. Size matters, Pete.
In 2014, Michaela was one of the first patients at BC Children's Hospital to have her legs lengthened using technology introduced to the province by Tony Cooper. He's one of five doctors in Canada specializing in the treatment. Dr. Cooper broke Michaela's bone just below her kneecap and fitted her leg with a structure called a Taylor spatial device. Every night Michaela turned the pins, her bone grew by a millimeter.
So this is a new trend, but it's actually been around for a while. Folks are paying up to $76,000 for limb extending surgery.
No.
My question is, where do I sign up? How fast can I get it? Would you do this? Like, would, that would clearly...
I don't know.
The answer is yes. How tall are you?
5'9".
I'm like, okay, whatever. You had heels on. I'm like 5'7", 5'8".
I'm 5'9".
Man, I will, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. I mean, you got to just, you know, you twist and turn. I can't imagine. It feels great. They're saying that you could gain up to 6 inches by doing this. That is a...
That'd make me 6'3".
Worth it. That is actually kind of impressive.
That's kind of bizarre, though. I mean, it's not just your average surgery where, oh, you got plastic surgery. You look a little different. Maybe even a little better if you've only done one. Mm-hmm. This is weird. People be like... What?
Well, my
Did
question.
You have a growth spurt?
My question is, are you proportional? Like, are you gonna look like Despicable Me, where it's you're heavy up top and you got sticks below? I don't know. I'm willing to take the risk. Some patients may lose some athletic ability. Cosmetic procedures don't have a lasting effect on people's positive body images nor their general well-being. That's what they're trying to tell people, to maybe discourage them from the surgery. F that. That doesn't make any sense. That's like money can't buy you happiness. Yes, it can. You make me 6 foot, your boy has got a little extra pep in his step. That's all I'll say about that. And finally, I got this saved. I know we got to be quick, Pete, because we're going way long today. On Mondays, I want to do what is called New Music Mondays. New tracks drop on Friday. I will take the weekend. I'm going to digest what I hear. And then I will give you the best of the best as far as what was released this week. Selena Gomez, Friday, had her third full-length album released. It's called Rare. This is the track Rare. I'm sure you're a big Selena Gomez fan. It's not bad. You've been so distant
from me lately. I don't like it. I'll tell you that much.
We're 9 seconds in. So you're telling me you'll rap a minute, 30-second intro to a news?
That's correct.
But you don't like an actual performance from an actual singer? How is this? So that's not bad. That track's called Rare.
Not bad. This is not a good song.
Hold on, let me fast forward. Gotta give the kids what they like. I know what the youths like. Hold on. I'm acting like that. I'm feeling, right? It feels like you don't care. That's not bad.
No, it's bad.
Okay. So that was Selena Gomez, Rare. That gets no popcorn bags out of Pete Sweeney. On our KCMS.
That's like a 1 on 1 to 10 scale.
Now, this was my favorite. This is from a band called Beach Slang. You should watch them. This is more of my angle. This is a rock band, alternative out of Philadelphia. They got a track called Tommy in the 80s. Their record is called The Deadbeat Bang of Heartbreak City, which I like that. This is more rock and roll.
This is nice.
This is more rock and roll for me. Tommy in the 80s. Let me fast forward to the part you like. Da-da-da.
This is good.
This is more your style?
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Tommy in the 80s. And with that, Pete. Take me, take me, take me, take me.
Peter Swain, gonna take me, gonna take me, gonna take me, gonna take us all to sports, baby, go.
All right. Welcome into sports. The Chiefs defeat the Houston Texans 51-31 in a historic comeback.
Here's Mahomes looking open field for a moment. He may have been past the line of scrimmage. It's called a touchdown. I tell you, this is going to be close, Chiefs territory.
Back of his foot. Look at his left foot. That's what it's going to come down to. I think he's behind the line.
He was indeed behind the line. The 5-yard pass to Travis Kelce made the game 28-24 Kansas City.
Unbelievable.
In a game they were down 24-0, Kansas City puts up 41 unanswered points to storm back. And it was never really a game once the offense got going. The Chiefs winning 51-31. Patrick Mahomes' numbers. Listen to this.
Yeah.
23 of 35, 321 yards, 5 touchdowns, along with 7 rushes for 53 yards on the ground. Because Tennessee won against Baltimore on Saturday night, 28-12, the way the seeding works, the Chiefs now host the AFC title game. Here is Patrick Mahomes on his goals.
Yeah, I don't think it was anywhere, any other scenario. I mean, being in the AFC Championship game, we're going to put the pressure on ourselves to find a way to win it. I mean, when you fall that just that close, that short last year, the next step is to get to the Super Bowl. And so we understood that going into this season, but we know it's a long season. We know it's a process. We know that day by day we have to get better. And I think that's what this team is great at, is just getting better every single day and then going out and fighting to the end every single opportunity we get.
You have Damian Williams, who scores 3 touchdowns in the game, nearly 100 yards of production from scrimmage. Travis Kelce, your star, 10 catches for 134 yards and 3 touchdowns in the game.
That's how you flex.
Hartzell, you'll like this. Someone asked his girlfriend on Twitter, what y'all feed this boy last night, this morning? She quote tweeted and said, that good.
We're going to leave it at that because this is a PG show. It's too early for that.
The other scores.
Also, though, LOL. She just quote tweeted that.
The other scores in the NFL.
Ooh, must be nice.
Packers defeat the Seahawks 28-23. The 49ers knock off the Minnesota Vikings 27-10. So we are down to the Packers and the 49ers.
I bet it was good.
And the Chiefs and the Titans.
It must have been great.
Will certainly be favored in this game. An incredible effort. I've never seen anything like it. I've been watching the NFL for all 31 years of my life, even when I was a one-year-old, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
And
you're a protege.
Never have I seen a team down by so many points and then go on to win by 20 points. So you basically had a feeling yesterday where you're like, oh, man, it's another one of these games for the Chiefs. The season's over.
Something
because
don't feel right.
Coming back from
saying.
24-0 is usually impossible. Mm-hmm. So not only do they storm back, and usually in these comebacks, you're like, okay, by the end of the game, they end up winning it. This was done in the second quarter. They were 28 points in the second quarter. So you went down 24 and were winning by halftime. The Chiefs' defense is clicking on all cylinders. The offense, for the first time, looks like it did last year.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, there's no team left that's going to be able to beat them. So here we are, one win away from the Super Bowl in
Miami. I got to find a ticket. I will do basically whatever. My body's on the line.
I should tell you this. I saw that they got some really good tickets on ThopLift, so you should check that out. Number 4, Baylor tops KU in Lawrence, 67-55.
Yeah,
not good.
Great, no.
Not a good effort from KU. They play Oklahoma 8 o'clock on ESPN on Tuesday. So the good thing is you can rebound quickly there if you are the Jayhawks. K-State loses to Texas 64-50. They play on Tuesday as well. Texas Tech, that game is at 7 o'clock. The Ruse, Rue up.
Rue up.
New Mexico State.
Ain't nothing but a Ruse.
Beat Kansas
baby.
City 74-71. They are back in action on Wednesday, so we'll talk about that then.
Also should get tickets to some UMKC games. I just want some tickets, y'all. That's all. That's all.
And then Mizzou.
Just fishing.
Mizzou's coming off their 91-75 win over Florida. They are back in action on Tuesday in the SEC Network against Mississippi State. So that's
MIZ SEC.
So that is your quick and dirty sports news.
Do we have time for this? We got to cut it.
Probably don't have time.
We don't have time. I was gonna do a story about how hipsters saved the world. Because
can we push this? I have plenty of time on Wednesday. Can we tease that for Wednesday?
Yeah, we're gonna do on Wednesday how hipsters saved the world.
So yeah, that'll be fun.
I like that. Everyone blames us for stuff.
Sorry that I don't have time today.
You got time for preview?
Yeah,
I'll
give you a quick preview and then I gotta roll out of here.
Whatever, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
This is what's happening
in
Kansas City.
I'll do millennials right now. Hey hipsters, I'll tell you how you saved the world.
You know, the guy from Queen tried to go solo too. You remember that?
Freddie Mercury?
There he is.
I'm more of a...
Frankie Merks. Strike that from the record. All right, here's what's happening. Monday night, really quickly, some of the things I've found. Launch party for the Rieger Hotel Grill and Exchange.
I like tickets to that, too.
That is expensive, mm-hmm. but if you want to go, you can. It is tonight at 6 o'clock. At some point here, I think people are going to want the KC Morning Show to go to these things. So
I sure
talk
do.
About it.
I sure do.
You know,
think,
we don't need any cash. Mm-hmm. We just would like to come and eat your food.
Yeah.
Tonight at 6:30, it's the national championship game between Clemson and LSU. So mm-hmm. that's pretty big. There is a watch party out there if you really want to go out for the game. Yeah. If the pro football wasn't enough for you on Sunday, it's Strange Days Brewing. That's at 6:30.
I like Strange Days a lot.
So go there for the game, Clemson versus LSU.
Now we're on the road to the Royal Rumble, so this is a Monday Night Raw kind of situation.
Maybe what you can do is go to the Hy-Vee Market and Grill.
They love me there. I'm a king there.
Tomorrow at 7, Chicken and Pickle, they have some Barstool sessions.
I like 4 Tank 7s. Cost me like 10 bucks.
Looks like a couple country stars based upon their photos. I don't really know them that well.
What's their name?
Scott Ford, John Goolsby,
oh, yeah.
Jason Craig, and Phil Vandal.
Love him. He stopped loving her today.
Also tomorrow night, 9:30, Terror Tuesday at Alamo Draft House. The Thing. So if you want to go see The Thing, it's very scary at the Alamo Draft House.
And still he'll carry
her. I'm a big fan of Thing from the Addams Family. The little hand that walks around. Get a kick out of that.
Oh, man. Those early ones are great.
Flying Saucer, Kansas City, I guess that's a brewery, has a Hop Slam release, 7 o'clock, Bell's Hop Slam and Trivia. So there you go. A couple events Monday, Tuesday. Usually we don't see a ton on Monday, Tuesday, but there's some things going on if you want to wet your whistle. LSU or Clemson, who you got?
I got LSU.
Give me Clemson. Okay. No one respects the ACC. Go Syracuse.
I'm in a real betting kind of mood.
Aren't you glad that Clemson is going to win tonight? Get it?
Yeah, I got it. Let's do, okay, I'll put a lunch up for grabs. I'll put my money where my mouth
is. One of your two lunches?
I got two lunches from Pete. LSU, you got Clemson, lunch on the line.
It is restaurant week.
And we want tickets. So you should buy my ticket because you're going to lose. On the record, boom, lunch up for grabs. I got LSU, you got Clemson.
You have two lunches. Why don't we put all two lunches on?
No. Don't try to. You're not going to double nothing to me. Listen, you're looking trying to slide that one in. No. We will talk about that.
All right, we'll do two lunches
on Wednesday. We're going to do one lunch. Don't slide it back in. How hipsters save the world on Wednesday. I can't think of a better plug.
I can't.
I can think of so many better plugs. My name's Heartless Pete. Pete L. Sween. He's got to leave.
Bundle up, kids.
Bye.
The KC Morning Show.